Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, and I'm joined here today by Biosecurity Research Institute Director, Dr. Stephen Higgs. And we've been chatting here about some different things, talked about the Farm Bill, talked a little bit about weapons of mass destruction, and also want to talk to you a little bit about some new projects maybe you have coming up.
Yes, we've got one fascinating project coming up. It's been years in the planning. So Jim Strack, Plant Pathology College of Ag, has just imported a pathogen called Raethiobacter toxicus. And you know, if the name of something ends in the word toxicus, it's just not good. It's not a name you'd use for your kids, right? So this is a pathogen that occurs in Australia and in South Africa. It infects grass and doesn't really kill the grass. And it's Mother Nature at her most creative. So this is a bacteria that is carried by nematode worms to grass. And then it infects the grass and produces like a gall in the grass seed heads. And the weird thing is that what it produces is more toxic than ricin, which I'm sure you know our listeners have heard of. So it's more toxic than ricin to animals that eat it. So you've got this bacteria carried by worms to grass, and then when an animal eats it, it dies. It's that lethal, and they lose hundreds of thousands of animals in Australia. And so Jim has a very sophisticated program, and we've been trying to get this pathogen from Australia for a number of years, and we now have it. It's been safely transported, and it's now secure at the Biosecurity Research Institute. We haven't got the project going yet, but Jim's going to start work on that soon. One of very, very few groups in the world that can work on that. So that's a brand new project that we're very excited about.
That sounds very interesting, because I've watched TV shows where they talk about ricin itself here, and obviously it's not the same thing, but very similar. Mm-hmm. But just the lethalness of that drug is pretty insane. So that's that. How do you guys stay safe doing work with stuff like that? I mean, it must be a lot of work.
I mean, safety and security is the very first thing on all of our minds at the BRI, and that's all ensured and maintained by the way the building is designed. I mean, it really is a state-of-the-art facility. It's phenomenal. And the way it's operated, with all of our maintenance staff and people in charge of operations, they're extremely skilled people. And then, of course, we have, the dedicated biosafety people in addition to our staff. We've got about 35 people supporting research, education, and training at the BRI. And it's the way the building is run, the way it's designed to ensure that safety. And then all of the procedures that we do there with the researchers are very carefully designed so that we can maintain those pathogens in a secure and safe environment. I tell people a lot of it is based on the way the air flows in the building. The further you go into the building, the lower the pressure. And we're drawing in and filtering air in and out of the building. And we move a column of air every day the size of a football field and as tall as the highest building in the world. That's 365 days a year, Christmas Day, everything. And that's all part of the design and the operation of a facility like this.
Mm. So fascinating. And, you got projects like that. Anything else in the works here?
At the moment, we have part of the building. So we have a number of different areas of that building, and we rotate those out of functionality, if you know, out of the research realm each time, periodically to do We will say routine maintenance. It's far from routine because the building is so complex. Mm-hmm. So at the moment we've got the livestock area out of operation, and that's all being decontaminated carefully. Floors are being painted, filters are being changed. It's a major undertaking. It will be up and operational back in February, and then from February to next November, when that area comes out for maintenance, it is busy as anything there. Yeah, we've got a lot of studies planned already. While that is being out for maintenance, the other areas are active. You know, the plant area, we've got a food area as well.
Interesting. So much research going on there. And once you guys complete some of these projects, I guess what's the next step for people who don't know? When you complete your research, what do you do with some of the data you...
Oh, you know what, to be honest, Brandon, the research is never completed.
Yeah.
You know, you answer some, you know, our researchers answer some very hard and important questions, but, you know, quite often, as you answer those questions, other questions come up. The battle is getting funding for those projects. It's very competitive as an environment out there to obtain funding, and when researchers aren't researching, they are chasing money all the time. And you know, we have obviously financial support from the Institute, which is absolutely necessary to run a facility like this. It's very expensive to run. It's not a building like a suite of offices or you know, school laboratory type environments. It's because of what we work with, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of money.
And we've been reading a story here on our news today about a Global Food Systems Economic Prosperity Accelerator getting a grant. Does that tie in with your area there?
I heard about that on my way into work at 5:30 this morning, I think, or maybe 6 o'clock. And, yeah, I don't know a lot about that, to be honest, but from what I heard from, I think it was Dave. Was it Dave Lewis? I think
I was stumbling over it a lot.
Were you stumbling?
You didn't notice that?
No.
I think
no.
I read the story three times, and I couldn't get through it either time without stumbling over something, because there was just, I mean, there's a multitude of multisyllabic words in there that just didn't seem to really be have any kind of verbal flow to it.
Oh, you're a smooth talker, Dave. I mean, no, yeah, I didn't notice any hesitation there. But from what I understand, yeah, there's opportunities. It is food security, so there may be components of that which could come into the BRI. We're certainly well equipped to do the research, education, and training to support that.
All right. Well, we'll follow up with you on that next month and see if we learn more about that here. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Higgs. Anything else, real quick?
No, pleasure to be here again, Brandon. Thanks very much for your continued interest, and thank you, Dave.
All right, you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year.
All right.
We'll come back in just a moment, talk with Dr. Dan Thompson coming up next here on In Focus.
And you can just go Dr. Dan. Well known by that. All right. Brandon, thank you much. It's now 8:32, 30, the temperature. At News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Source, your appliance specialist.